Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, a lot of you may be wondering why I invoke Pope St. John Paul II and ask him to pray for us right after I ask St. Faustina to pray for us. St. Faustina, of course, is obvious. Pope St. John Paul, number one, was Polish, just like St. Faustina was. And Pope St. John Paul is also the saint that gave us and approved Divine Mercy and Divine Mercy Sunday, or Mercy Sunday, as being the Sunday after Easter. So that's why. Now we're going to talk about two saints today. From morningoffering.com, that's Morning Offering, morningoffering.com, we get St. Martina of Rome. And she died about 228 A.D. She was born to a noble Roman family and orphaned at a very young age. She was zealous in the practice of her faith. She remained a virgin. And in preparation for the Christian persecution sweeping the city, she gave much of her inheritance to the poor. She was martyred under Roman Emperor Alexander Severus. According to the accounts of her martyrdom, she was discovered praying in a church and was arrested by Roman soldiers. She was ordered to pay homage to the pagan gods. She refused to do so. She was then cruelly tortured over the course of several days. She was raked with iron hooks and scourged, and when a bright light enveloped her, some of her torturers were converted to the Christian faith amid her fervent prayers. She was then taken to the Temple of Diana to be forced to offer sacrifice. But her presence, the temple's demon left with a scream. They next tried to throw her to a lion. It showed no interest in her, and to burn her alive, but she would not catch fire. Finally, she was beheaded. St. Martina's feast day is today, January the 30th. And the other saint that we're going to hear about today comes from Catholic Online, which is Catholic.org. And I recommend this website too because it has a lot of Catholic devotions available. So St. Aldegonde was a 7th century saint. She was born in 639. She died in 684. She is the patroness of cancer and wounds. St. Aldegonde was a virgin and abbess, also known as Aldegundis, Aldegonde, or Orgon. She was a member of the royal family of the Merovingians and was raised by two saints, St. Walbert and St. Bertilla, her parents. The family resided in the Hainault region of Flanders, a region of the Low Countries. Aldegundis refused offers of marriage from other nobles and received the veil from St. Amandius, the Bishop of Maastricht. She followed his ceremony of acceptance into the religious life with the foundation of a convent near the Sambre River at a desert site she called Malbode. Her sister, St. Waldetrudis, had founded a convent at Mons. Aldegundis' foundation became Malberge, a noted Benedictine monastery, later taken over by canonesses. Aldegundis is reported to have died of cancer at the age of 44. Now you see, and this comes up so often amid the saints,
Excuse me, I need to take a quick drink. It's unsweet tea, so you're safe. So, as I was saying, you see, as we see so often with saints, that we have entire families of saints. The family of Saint Boniface. I mean, his uncle and aunt were both saints. Cousins were saints. He, of course, is a saint. With Saint Therese Martin. Both of her parents are saints, Saint Louis Martin and Saint Zelie Martin. And one of her sisters, I can't remember which one, has been beatified and is up for canonization. And so it is with Saint Aldegonde. She likewise is a saint. Both of her parents are saints, and her sister was a saint. The same with Saint Monica and her son Saint Augustine. We see entire families that are saints, that are canonized. And I just think that is amazing. I think that's just amazingly interesting. So, Saint Adelgundus, pray for us. And Saint Martina of Rome, pray for us. So let's go ahead and pray the three Hail Mary Novena, because we've still got plenty of time. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. You know what the prayers of all of us are. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayer. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy toward us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I was introduced to the three Hail Mary Novena by a good friend of mine from Facebook with whom I pray the rosary most every morning. Elaine, and she, for Christmas, sent me a beautiful three Hail Mary novena that has a crucifix on one end, three blue beads surrounded by beautiful interlacing beads that look like they're rhinestone. They're very bright and sparkly. And then on the other end has a beautiful image encased in some form of plastic or lucite of Our Lady with her hands folded. And it's just an absolutely beautiful three Hail Mary devotional. And I fell in love with it the minute I saw it. So, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, pray for us. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. So, let's talk about what's going on around the channel. And hopefully I will be able to get my system up and running tomorrow and be able to directly connect. It was giving me difficulty today and then told me I wasn't connected, so obviously I need to look at John's instructions and check it again. So I believe tonight Luke is going to, at 7 o'clock Eastern, that's p.m., of course, do part 4 of the Gospel of John. Unfortunately, I won't be available right then, but I will be available later, and we'll listen to it later tonight. But he's going to do part 4 of the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John has been quite mesmerizing and enjoyable in the first 3 parts. He doesn't know how long it's going to take him because, as he says, excuse me, there are some parts of the Gospel of John that can be done in 1 hour, and then there are some verses that will take several hours to cover. So we will participate as best we can and follow along as best we can. On Friday morning, in Catholic Ken is going to cover Bible history. He did it as a 2-part episode before, but he's editing it down to a 1-hour show, and he will also do the video for it as well. And you can watch him do that on Facebook Live. On Saturday at noon, William is going to cover the 2 creation accounts in Genesis. And then that's Saturday at noon on Burnt Toast and Coffee. Thank goodness he did not burn the coffee. And then Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, Lisa Marie Nicole, our Catholic version of Stryper, is going to have her Rockin' with God podcast. And her guest is going to be Mike Chauncey. He is her musician. And he apparently is a one-man band. He also runs a recording studio where she records down there in Florida. And we are working on bringing her to little bitty Gadsden, Alabama, to do a show for the good Catholic people here in Gadsden. We'll cover her costs and then take up a faith offering. So anybody that wants to send money towards that, feel free to send it to St. James Catholic Church in Gadsden, Alabama at 622 Chestnut Street. And that's Gadsden, Alabama, 35901. And on the memo line for your check, please put that it's to help cover the travel expenses for Lisa Marie Nicole. And so that's what we have. I would like everyone to join me in a memorare for a little baby named Madeline, who is having some real trouble health-wise, and for her family. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer each one of us gathered here today. Amen. And my friend is out of the hospital, so I would like everyone to join me in a Hail Mary and thanksgiving for my friend's recovery and release. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, who among us was disappointed in their Christmas gifts? And we don't have to tell our relatives. Maybe there was a rosary or a crucifix or a cross that we wanted and we didn't get. Well, friends, we can all go to the Rock Company shop and order it. And that's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, Company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, .com, C-O-M. So there's no excuse for anybody not being able to get to this beautiful and wonderful website. Tony and Paulette Rock have some of the greatest crosses, crucifixes, rosaries, and nativity sets that I've ever seen in my life. I'm saving up for one now, for one of the nativity sets. My mother and I have already spent a fair amount of money with them. My birthday present is coming from them. I don't know what it is, but it's coming from there. And so I want everybody to visit our friends. And when you go there, I want to make sure you tell them that Richard Pettis sent you, and that's P-E-T-T-Y-S. I don't get any discounts or any royalties or anything for advertising monies or anything for telling you to go to their shop. We did an interview with them on the Four Persons, and they are in Bethlehem, Israel. And we know a lot of bad things are going on in Israel these days, and so we just want to support our friends. We also support MorningOffering.com and Catholic.org. So with that in mind, friends, I'd like for you to take care of our friends, and we'll go from there. Now, my name is Richard Pettis, and I want to thank you for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the three Hail Marys Novena, and to learn about our two saints of the day, and that's Saint Martina of Rome and Saint, just like that, Saint Aldegonde, and with that, I want you to have a blessed rest of your day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.